CliffCentral.com.
Yes, CliffCentral.com on a Monday morning. We are here, we are live. That's Nora and Pierre and Homebound. And yeah, another week starting, and the first week of July kicks off on Wednesday. So things to get excited about, people to see, places to go, from your house, of course, on Zoom. That's how it works.
Ouch.
Yeah, well, you don't think you're actually going to go out on an adventure, are you? No.
No.
Didn't think so. All right. Be honest with me. Have you had a sleep in the middle of the day during lockdown and told everybody that you were working?
I haven't gone as far as lying to people, but I've definitely snoozed during the day.
Have you had a little? Because I always used to think that was the ultimate freedom. You know, you've made it in the world where you can, in the middle of your day, if you need to sleep, you have a sleep.
Yeah.
That is how you know you've really, you're in the top 1% of people in the world. You're like, I'm going to have a sleep now. And people can't argue with you because you are that cool.
It feels like you're carrying a bit of guilt around this, but all of us have been doing it during COVID. In fact,
I haven't. I can't do it.
I saw a tweet that I liked, which said, okay, it was my own business that tweeted it.
Yes, go ahead.
And it said, hello, we see you scrolling through your phone at 12 o'clock on a Friday in your pajamas. And that tweet, or not tweet, it was an Instagram post, got so many likes and so many people going, I'm totally doing that right now.
Right.
You know, naps aren't really my thing. So, yes, okay, sure, I can take a nap, but it doesn't get me excited much. A bath during the day?
Oh, ooh, no, that's it. That's reserved for when you're sick.
No.
You've done Look, that?
Yes. There was one particular meeting, I think, 2 weeks ago, where I was mindful of the time, but I thought, I'll get there. And I think I literally had like 3 minutes just to get ready after I got out of the bath. And 3 minutes for me is essentially 3 seconds. So I just threw a t-shirt on and I had my robe on. My legs were still wet. I still had my bathroom slippers underneath. And I sat there very confidently and I conducted a very professional meeting. But I thought, if only you knew.
Pantsless.
Still candle wax and foam in the bath.
Well, how's this? Listen to this quickly. This is Eddie. He says, I had magic mushrooms on Saturday. I live on an orange farm, and I started going into a deep spiritual trance, connecting with nature and Mother Earth. And the sky opened up, and the trees started communicating with me. It was beautiful.
I can't think of anything worse. Talking trees?
Well, you know.
Eddie, we're concerned for you.
Okay, well, Eddie's got a lot to say, because he said he went into a pharmacy to get Anusol. That's cream for your hemorrhoids. My ass was itching and burning after all the orange juice that I've been squeezing on the farm.
Oh, my God.
I felt like a dog gliding and skidding my ass on the pavement. Eddie's got a lot to say.
I love my dog doing that sometimes, and I think, how satisfying.
To rub your asshole on the pavement. also, Eddie wants to get this in because it's Pride Month. And he says he wants to come out and say he's bisexual. So, okay, good for you, Eddie.
Woo!
Yeah, Pride Month has not been nearly as exciting as it might have been if people were able to have parades and the rest, right?
I know. Look, my big gay flag is on
Phone
now.
Oh, you've actually got your flag. Look at that. See, it's got an actual gay flag. All right, well, happy Pride Month.
And then depending on how drunk I am, I can also wear it as a cape.
Yeah, that's...
Tied around my neck and I go flying around.
Right.
Like a true gero.
Oh! No, I got this, Gareth, at my first and only Pride. Remember that?
Yeah, you went last year.
Do you guys... Oh, my God. So I always went to Gay Pride. It's like a distant memory because of COVID. But when I went to one in particular, I had just gone through my divorce.
Yeah.
And I went with a friend of mine, and it was pouring with rain, which was horrible because obviously you have your floats and all of that.
It was also horrible for the body glitter.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I was huddled under an umbrella with my bestie. And what was the magazine that was so, like, saucy at the time?
What time are you talking about? The early 2000s?
Yeah, which, like...
But there was like, a gay magazine?
No, a straight magazine. I mean, like...
an FHM? Author,
no, it was a magazine that... Damon worked for them and wrote captions for all of their photos and things.
Really?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Anyway, they posted a picture of me.
Heat magazine.
Yes, Heat magazine.
Okay.
They posted a picture of me huddled with my bestie under an umbrella and said, recently divorced Lee Adam. huddling up to a friend. Could this be? Or something. With
I cried. Love it.
That's great.
And I got pissed off about it because from a journalism perspective,
yeah.
I was like, you guys don't have the facts. And that irritates me that you just took something out of, you know, anything to make a story. And they actually apologized.
Listen, calling them journalists is like, you know.
No, exactly.
So that was a step too far.
But I mean, God bless Heat. Look, we even started out at Cliff Central with a show with them. But yeah, they true. Tried to bring paparazzi culture into South Africa, and it just didn't take off.
No, it really didn't. It didn't work.
I remember chatting to the editor at the time then, Andre, when I started working at Cliff Central.
Yeah.
And he was the one who wrote the story.
Yes.
Of course he was.
I'm not surprised. And he crushed my fantasies. Because, you know, I'm a big pop culture and magazine baby. I had a whole stack of Heat magazines. And I remember that's how I first discovered who Eerste Mor was. You know, I don't know. I didn't know Eerste as a big rugby player. I just knew him as the husband to Amor Vatoni. This, you know, like, oh, amazing Afrikaans power couple.
Bulelo, and he just, said, like, Bulelo just died a little bit when you said
that. Yeah, sorry. So I didn't know that. And he admitted that he would pay some people to be out in public. Like they paid him more to go to Sandton City and then there'd be a photographer there. Oh. And say like, ooh, spotted him more shopping. But it's like not the same.
Oh, that's terrible. That is so bad. Ugh. I hate that stuff. You were into celebrity culture in a big way, though. I was never. All right, well, I'm going to try and have my first ever this week. I haven't decided which day, but this week I'm going to actually take a nap one of these days. I don't feel like it today, so it probably won't be today.
It can't be planned.
I got to have I can't do things without planning them. Are you insane?
You can't plan a day nap.
I have to. Everything has to. Everything must be planned.
You can never fall asleep.
Is that the Gestapo there?
Yeah, that's
I found the greatest way of sleeping during the day with my sleeping Jesus, which is my CPAP machine so that I don't
your sleeping die. During... Yes, that's your it helps you with your apnea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you plug that in, you've got a good airflow. So you put the duvet over your head so that you have the darkness. Like suffocate to death.
Leanne, that is outrageous.
So if you come past my bed sometime on a Monday at 11, you might see a duvet-covered body with just a pipe coming out.
Look, it also prevents from a cat coming close to your face and spitting in your eye.
This great is true. Point.
Yeah, have you managed to... You don't have an eye problem anymore, right? You sorted that out.
No, now one of my other cats.
Oh, here we go.
And I know how it got it.
Oh, no.
Because the one that was the spitting one probably spat on it.
Oh, my God. What a mess. All right. A couple of messages that are coming through this morning. We got lots of people who are communicating with us up bright and early. Yes, sir. I am with you. I take a 2 hour long daytime bath. Wow. That's from Musa. Good for you, Musa.
Wow.
Sumptuous.
Listen, you've got to watch your blood pressure when you do that, hey?
That's a quarter of a working day.
I know. That's ridiculous, right? 2 hours of the... But you know what? That's not the reason why. People have got to find different ways of coping with lockdown, and
well
Musa clearly has.
Well why said. Do you have to monitor your blood pressure, Leanne?
Because the heat can play around with your blood pressure. So a young friend of mine in her early 30s had a really hot bath the other day.
Yeah.
And when she stood up, She
fainted.
She lost her balance, didn't know where she was, felt a bit disorientated. Needed some time to just recollect because the water was too warm.
Simbulela, this is why we eat in the bathtub.
Christine says, morning guys, love your show. I'm really missing Anthea and the Money Show. I've missed announcements regarding her show. Is she coming back? Think it would be great to have a finance insert again. Just saying. Yeah, we're working on that. I promise you we haven't forgotten about it. It's something that's in progress at the moment. So, you know, it was becoming a bit of a schlep for Anthea, and I totally understood that. And we also need to reinvigorate that whole feature. So we've decided to just put it on hold. But you will have something to replace it very soon. Most important symptom, listen to this. This is interesting. If your roommate, Sia, has COVID, you have to quarantine for 14 days with her. That is apparently best practice. Someone that works with me has a family member that got it, and her whole household is quarantined. Most important symptom is a violent headache and diarrhea and sore throat. I've heard different reports, but okay.
I don't understand why it's the most important thing that we need to do it together. If it so happens that she does have it and I don't, do I still need to be indoors?
But that's like any hangover morning for me.
What, Leanne?
Violently sore throat and diarrhea.
Sash, who is Vinny Lingham's brother, you know, we've had Vinny on a couple of times, and actually Sash has been to the studio with him once. He says, hey guys, I just landed at OR Tambo last night from Washington after being stuck in the US for nearly 5 months. Luckily, it was a good time spent with family there. It was a repatriation flight, so everyone on the flight had to get into minibuses at the airport and be taken to various hotels for a 2 week mandatory quarantine. I'm at the Protea Hotel in Sandton. The government is footing the entire bill with meals, so it's kind of like a free holiday. At least I get something back for my tax. P.S. I never missed a show while I was in America. I'm happy to be back home now. So welcome back, Sash. It's good to hear from you, dude. And it's interesting how this whole quarantine thing works. So if you fly in from anywhere, you have to be put into like 2 weeks in a hotel. Doesn't sound too bad, right?
Well, that's what taxes are for. It's not to build yourself a 247 million rand house with a tuck shop. So I'm with excellence. I'm happy with this. And welcome home.
Mbulelo, if you received an invitation and it arrives in an amazing package and gold leaf envelope.
I think I know what's coming. I think I know what's coming.
The return address, though, is in the green rolling hills of Nkandla, and was an invitation from JG Zuma to go and spend a weekend with him. Would you go?
All expenses paid.
I couldn't think of
talk
anything
about
worse.
Getting your taxes back.
I couldn't think of anything worse. I used to do that life with hoity-toities and their ridiculous invitations. I could not think of anything worse, actually, to be honest with you, Tia.
You wouldn't even go for out of fascination?
Absolutely not. No.
You wouldn't want to go and spend some time with the Gedlehle Giza.
Umsholuz. Listen properly. Let's
oh my God,
my boy.
I'm so glad he's not running the country right now.
No, just to go and feed the chickens with. I even forgot her name. What's the first?
Makhumalo.
Makhumalo. I nearly called her Manduli. No, Manduli is the one who tried to poison her, allegedly.
Oh my God.
Right?
Something like that. Makumalo's shame. She's still there, hey? She's doing her thing in the rolling
running
hills.
The tuck shop.
Yeah, of Nkandla. That's a hell of a family. I do hope they get a reality show. It would be worth watching.
I would.
You would watch it?
Oh, no. Yes.
I would, for sure. think everybody would. All right, a few more messages coming in. Leanne is on fire today. I love your work. That's from Kawe. And then...
Thanks, Kawe. Bring me cigarettes in
payment. Oh, here we go.
You cannot use the show, Leanne, as a means to get your illicit cigarettes. I'm sorry.
She clearly can. Look at her.
I'm rolling, baby.
All right. Here's a message from Robert. He says, my in-laws both are COVID positive. My wife and I have had to have a test, and we had a sneaky lunch visit with them a week before they had positive tests. They're isolating from each other in the house now to prevent possible reinfection. Apparently, though, if you're asymptomatic, the chances of you infecting other people are very, very low. That's what the latest data suggests. But, you know, there's so much also, there's so much nonsense about
this. Oh, yeah.
Here's a message from someone who, they sent this on Saturday, Elizabeth, but it says, don't be suspicious, don't be suspicious.
Be suspicious. Don't be suspicious, don't be suspicious, don't be suspicious.
A friend of mine started watching Sex Education over the weekend, and he is just absolutely in love. It's such a great show. You know, we spoke about it, what, a year ago?
Oh, love it.
Just a great show.
You know what I can't do now?
What?
By the way, related to TV shows, and that one in particular, is American Dad. I can't watch it now.
Why?
Without seeing Sia as Roger.
Oh, yes, Roger. Of course. Yeah, yeah.
And that show as well. An avid listener of ours.
Yes.
Sees Sia, obviously, in... apparently, there's a character in the show you're talking about.
Yes.
And she keeps telling me... Or, and she keeps asking me, is Sia like that? Because you love him.
You let her know that Sia is calm and reserved.
Oh, no.
And conservative.
Sia, she loves you. She loves you more than anything. So she's already sold. But you are Roger the alien.
Mbulelo, what's happening in your sports show?
Keegan Daniel tonight, former Springbok cool. and Sharks loose forward. So that'll be an awesome.
He was dying for you to ask.
He was. He jumped out of his starting blocks.
I did.
It's going well. I mean, this is really fun, and you should listen to it if you're a sports fan and you've been starved over the last while because you haven't had enough sport to watch, enough sport to talk about. You haven't been standing around with a beer in your hand talking to the other guys about sport. Then this is the show for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got some exciting guests lined up for this week, and it's going to start getting international now. So a few British guests, former English crew coming on, somebody who was Diego Maradona's agent, we're in talks with. So
sure,
it's going to get interesting.
Mm.
That sounds good.
Gareth, have you received your invitation to?
To what?
Mbulelo show?
No, I'm not going. What does he want me on the show for? I don't know anything about sports. I'm not going to add any value.
You, Leanne, have you? Yeah, are the best sports commentators ever.
You're joking.
Thank you. Thank you. Absolutely, I can provide some commentary on sport.
All right, here's something interesting. I can't. Sport, please. Talking about sport with Sia is just a dead end.
Mulelo, bottom line is I'm waiting for my invitation. Thank you, cool, but bye.
Ruth says, I found Sia very down to earth when I met him at the Jojo Rabbit premiere. He's a very cool dude. See, Sia?
Jeez, what happened, Sia? Did you lose your sparkle that day?
Yeah.
No, go with Ruth. Go with what she says. Thank you, Ruth.
Neil says, I'm with Leanne. This dodgy coughing and the hangovers, it's the new me. Nothing better than the DMZ smokes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm onto a good bunch of RG menthol from Zimbabwe.
That sounds like it's just pure cancer.
You just graduated from SHAP.
Yeah. No, SHAP is like last resort.
Oh, really? Is that the worst one?
If you're doing RG and RG menthol, you're like way up on the hierarchy list.
I love the way, though, everybody's become dealers and they've become consumers of illegal products. And government don't seem to think this is ironic at all.
You know, and the thing is, there's actually no more shame. It's ridiculous.
No, people are just actively trading in this stuff.
One of the dealers who deals from Maybe I shouldn't say the suburb.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
People are literally walking up to him. I drive past there because it's on my route. And people are walking up to him and with their money hanging out of their hand and walking away with the cigarettes in their other hand. There's like no more cover-ups. Everyone's like, fuck this shit.
Yeah. It's just, it's not even worth putting on a show anymore.
And the thing is, government will continue because they're trying to save face.
Yeah, but don't they realize, like, the gig is up now? Nobody cares anymore.
Completely up.
Everyone's over it. Come on now.
It's so unnecessary. And this idea that you are now able to, like, exercise in up to four people at a time, groups of up to four people at a time, I don't understand that at all. Actually, you know, exercise on your own. You don't need other people around you for that. Or is that a CrossFit thing?
No, unless you're playing rugby or something where you need a team. Just freaking exercise on your own.
Bulelo, does that make sense to you?
I hate to sound cynical, but I've seen the South African citizenry. I can't imagine there's too many bunches of four exercising anywhere. So let's just get on with it. If you're going to exercise, exercise.
The
if you aren't.
Citizenry, yeah, they're a bunch of lazy fat losers.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. Like all this stuff about exercising, yeah. You're like, please.
Like, it's a disaster. I can't get out and. Like, do me a favor, Cindy.
Here he goes with the voice.
Cindy. It's that white girl thing of his.
No. I didn't say skin color.
Try and defend it. Try and defend yourself.
All right. Get out there, South Africa. Get exercising. Four more.
Yeah. Get out. Get some exercise going. Do it.
That's it. You need it.
Do the right thing. Oh, man. I've really forced myself to do this. I wake up in the morning, do the show, and then straight after that, I like go to whichever room is the warmest, and I'll just pick up those weights or I'll do some push-ups.
I go to the room that's the warmest, i.e. my bed under the cover.
You don't bother with the exercise part of this. You just, you know, I got you.
Well, like today I've got to go and buy cigarettes, but still.
Yeah, I'm staying away from shops this week. I bought the stuff that I needed to on Saturday, and it was a traumatic experience. I don't need to do that again for a while.
Yeah, that's a rookie error.
You actually went out and bought stuff.
Yeah, I went to the shops on Saturday at month end. What a stupid idiot I am.
What time did you go? Like 11?
Actually, yes, it was exactly at 11.
Oh, it's murder.
That's so stupid, right? That's the worst time to go.
I'm so disappointed in you. That
I'm
is
sorry.
Amateur hour.
I didn't know what else to do. I needed stuff in my house because I was running out of food. Mm. And I thought, well, I might as well go now. And I did have to stand in a queue. But they were very good. You know, people are the thing about shopping with these masks on is you can't tell if someone's smiling at you or not.
Yeah, so just avoid eye contact.
They could be grimacing at you for all you know under that mask. They could be like really hatefully staring at you with medicine.
It quite relieving because now if my trolley bashes into someone else's, I don't have to give that awkward smile. I can just go, sorry, with like no expression on my face.
See, the killer could be staring at you right in the eyes.
See, I don't know, this obsession of yours with the killer.
Okay.
I've told you before, it's people you know that you need to be worried about.
Oh my God, Sarah, how ironic would it be if that's how you went?
I do feel like...
What, by serial killer?
Yeah, I'll have a very twisted person who wants to kill me one day.
How would you want to go, Sia? Would you be like, just hold on, I need to change my outfit, I will not die in this.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, well, I've thought about it, all joking aside, even though I know you guys are going to take the piss out of me.
Of course,
for saying this, I would like to die at 80 or 85. It has to be a round number.
Okay.
And I should be...
I'm taking notes here, by the way.
Thank you. Okay. I should be facing the ocean on some sort of seaside property.
Okay.
At that point, I would have adopted, or rather fostered, a lot of kids. Not adopted, but rather, you know, because
you asked for this. I hope you're happy. Yes. Okay, carry on, Sia.
I'll have money, a lot of money to give at that stage. So not my own kids, but I would have fostered some kids. So, you know, just imagine these like 20 odd year olds sitting around a breakfast table with me. I'll be in a white caftan and they're waiting for me to say something. And I just take one last deep breath in and I exhale and I pass out at the breakfast table.
And then then everyone else has to like fight over your estate.
How fabulous, he says.
Don't ruin the scene. How beautiful would that be?
Yeah, it would be.
It's you know, the complete number. It's a beautiful scene. I would have given back to people.
And the reason why you want the perfect number thing, the reason why you want the perfect number thing is because you know that there would have been a big ass party.
Yes.
It's outrageous. You know, Sia is the type of person who will go to the Undertaker 10 years before his planned death, and say, bury me in this suit if it's Monday, if it's Tuesday,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. This is unbelievable.
Wow. Absolutely.
I know a story about someone who went to an undertaker and she ordered a coffin and she had it brought to the house and she would sometimes just lie in it.
I think that's normal.
No, she would sometimes lie in the coffin. She had it put on the
veranda. Test it out.
And then and then one day there were guys there who were fixing the lights or something, and she was having a nap in her coffin, and she sat up and they shat themselves and they never came back.
Look, I learned from my grandfather who he thought he looked particularly dignified with his glasses on.
Right.
And he said, whatever you do, I don't care what happens when I die, but I need to die and just make sure that I always have my glasses on.
He probably sleeps with them on just in case.
Well, we respected his wishes when he passed away.
So you buried him with the glasses?
With his glasses on, and he just always looked put together like that. It's not crazy.
That's terrific.
I'm like the total opposite. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to die tonight and look at my kitchen. I haven't packed a dishwasher.
I'll never forget, my mother used to say to us, you must wear clean underwear and socks without holes in them.
Yeah, because my grandma was always about the because matching
if,
bra. And
if you're in a car accident, I mean, like, what a thing to think.
Yes.
If you're in a car accident, then you need to look respectable. That's what she was worried about.
Yeah, that's how I was brought up. And that's why I'm like, if I fall asleep and never wake up, what is my kitchen going to look like?
You know, it's deeply philosophical on your mom's part.
You think?
Well, Socrates said philosophy is all about dying with dignity. Yes. That's all it is. All right. So your mom is the modern day version.
Imagine Leanne, all the horrible ways that you could die without dignity.
Leanne and Gareth, if it makes you feel better, yes, I will personally ensure that at both of your funerals, there's no eulogy that contains, in your case, Leanne, a dirty kitchen, and in your case, Gareth, socks or underwear with holes in
it. Yeah, I would be horrified. I'd be just,
okay. I love that.
Yeah. Thank you.
But also what I keep on thinking about is that poor girl who died. Why it was in the news and how it came into the news, I don't know. But it was a South African girl, and it said, it was like, if I put on my newsreader voice, a woman has been found dead in her home with her pants down. She was found, like, masturbating with her pants down. And I'm like, how did that get into the news? How did anyone let that get into the news?
That's pretty horrible. Oh my God, that's horrible.
I've got this silver box of toys with a lock code on it. And I've said to anyone, if I die, just put the whole thing in the bin.
Okay.
Do not try and open it. Do not try and look at my past. Just put it in the bin.
Just throw the whole thing away.
Yes.
But just then, for dignity.
And if I'm found with my pants down, don't tell any reporters.
Your pants down. That is so undignified. I completely agree with you.
Interesting. Someone
joined our meeting and then they left when I spoke about masturbation.
Our guest was so horrified.
Oh God, I'm sorry. We were meant to have a guest and now Leanna's thrown them off completely. Oh Jesus. So you better talk to them. See if they're
shame, I'll have to consult Byron.
All right. Yeah, we're going to talk to Byron Gendra, who's a singer, and we'll talk a little bit about what he's got going on at the moment, which you may be very interested in. I think it's quite a cool story, so we're going to find out from him what's happening. Here's an email, a very serious email. I don't know if we need to go into serious topics today, but what the hell. This is from Bev. She says, I was listening to your Monday discussion on GBV, that's gender-based violence, very informative. I'd like to put a spoke in the works by suggesting that women also play a huge role in this, in that we are raising those sons who may become abusers and rapists. I mean, it's a horrible thing to contemplate, but it's possibly...
It's a reality.
Yeah, it's worth having a look at the very least. Surely, it is time that this role is debated in the public arena. Keep stirring. Regards, Bev. Well, thanks, Bev. Now you've thrown a cat among the pigeons. Now I'm going to have to pick up the pieces. Sure.
Wow.
All right. Well, let's speak to Byron, because what were you...
On that note, Byron.
Yeah, right. I mean, what a great note to bring you in on. I mean, we thought that Leanne's horrible story about being discovered with her pants down was bad enough. But here is the story. Let me give you a little background here. What were you doing when you were 18 years old? Do you imagine being that age, finishing off an album, already having traveled the world, performing, made the top 100 for the return season of American Idol in Hollywood, and came in second at the Arts International Showcase in Florida? Well, that is just part of Byron Gindra's story. It seems like lockdown hasn't put a pause on his work. He is looking at a music tour in the Middle East soon. So, wow, dude. I mean, congratulations right up front. Let's just get that out of the way. That's amazing.
Thank you so much. So good to meet you.
Yeah, you've been a busy man. So how's all of this gone? I mean, it must be an incredible flashback to you when you look back on your last year or two. Incredible, huh?
Yeah, it's gone. Everything's gone really fast, and kind of just worked out the way it's supposed to. Yeah. I just had to have patience. Yeah, it's been like a really, really amazing journey, and it's only the beginning. I'm only 19, so...
So, dude, tell me about the American Idol experience, because obviously, you know, I'm a little cynical about these things because I was involved in the South African one. And I mean, it's a great show and they do discover tremendous talent, but it's also a massive process. I mean, when you audition for these things, especially in America, because they've got queues and queues and queues of people and just thousands of hopeful singers. And you look around you and there could be more talented people in there. There could be people that are hungrier for it than you. I mean, where do you begin to develop the confidence to think that this could actually lead to something?
So you're wanting to know about how like American Idol was?
No, I mean like how you felt about it while you were in it.
I felt good. I felt weary. I know that shows can sometimes put a hold on your life in some ways. So I was just very weary with what I was doing, kind of going through. But yeah, like you said, in Orlando, there was the normal auditions. There were 6,000 people that auditioned, and then only 14 people got through to go to the actual judges. So I was one of the 14 there, and then, couldn't really carry on.
So were you living in America at the time?
No, so basically I'd gotten to go to and compete with the top 500 vocalists from, I think, four continents. Mm-hmm. I came second in the world for singing there. And then American Idol picked me up from there. So I had to keep going like back to America all the time.
So then in other words, they scouted you.
Yeah, they scouted me.
Yeah. So people who watch these shows and they're like, oh, if I just line up there and I just sing beautifully, then it's going to work for me. It doesn't work that way. It's like you had to be discovered because you'd won other competitions and then they put you in to make their show better.
Gareth, you're once again ruining Leanne's plans here.
No, I mean...
Oh, boy. So, here we go.
No, so Byron, when you're in the system, and now you've been specially headhunted, I mean, obviously, there were reasons that you couldn't proceed beyond a certain level because you weren't American, right? But it must have been a fun ride. I mean, you must have seen some very cool things, met some cool people, had some interesting experiences as part of that show.
Yeah, it was amazing. Like for me to just go through everything, but like I don't know, it was a different experience. It was very surreal. And I actually was on the show on my birthday, which was really cool.
Oh wow!
So yeah, like it was very like an amazing moment for me. But once I found out everything that happened, it was like you know, everyone was kind of treating me like royalty and everything. And then it's like, boom, just changed.
You're just
like,
gone.
Everyone
just
kind of treated me.
They're such and bastards.
Was walking. Yeah, it was so bad.
All right, so tell me quickly, because you've put out a number of singles already, and they've done very well. I mean, you were featured on a song with Sandy Tom, and your debut single, The One, was released back in, it was like Valentine's Day of 2019. And then you got Friends that's out as well. No Love is the most recent single release. And you actually recorded that in New York.
So I recorded No Love, Friends, and The One, all in New York, with Kevin Andreas. He's like a producer. I did a deal or something like that. and I went to go record those three songs.
Yeah.
And then I actually recorded it quite a little while before it came out, like probably like a year maybe before it came out. We had to wait for this whole process and marketing, and there was like a team around me at the time.
Yeah.
It was like a once-off kind of deal. But I'm actually, I recorded it all, and now I'm just independent and so recording this album. And
you're not signed to anybody at the moment?
I'm not signed to anybody at the moment, no.
Okay. And you have representation in South Africa or not?
What do you mean representation?
Like, I know you're not signed to any music label, but do you have like a manager? Do you're all organized on that front?
Oh, no. I don't have any managers.
You do it all yourself?
I do it all by myself.
Jeez, dude, that's
I'm working I'm luckily with an amazing producer, PC Paradox Beats, and we're busy finishing this album out now. But I mean, there's a whole lot of people that are excited about this, and we organized a tour, and it's going to be insane.
Well, good,
it's called
for
This
you.
Is Music. It's all about the music,
amazing.
Not about the art. All about the art. It's not about money or fame or the same stuff everyone talks about. It's like, it's a story, you know, it's a story of my life. And one day I want to be the I know it sounds crazy, but the king of music. I want to sell millions of records in every single genre.
Yeah. And you do a whole bunch of different genres. Now, what's this Middle East tour that you're planning?
So it's basically just going to be to promote the album. So once the album's done, we'll promote it, in the Middle East, and I'll just have a tour. Just have fun and celebrate the release and just perform it for people and let them get hooked.
Well, it sounds amazing, dude, and good luck to you. It sounds really cool. You've got a lot
Thank
of exciting
so much.
Things going along. And we'll check in with you again. Hopefully we have even more things to get excited about when we speak to you next.
Perfect. All Thank right, you dude. So much for having
have
me.
Have a good day. Thanks, Byron.
Cool. Thank you. That's you cool. too. Thank you, guys.
There we go. It's Byron. He's seems like he's setting the world on fire with his music.
That's so amazing. I mean, like, he's going to remember this moment for the rest of his life, you know?
Leanne, is this reinstilled in you?
Am I being awkward?
No, you're not. I think it's very cool. You said earlier, I've ruined reality TV for you and singing shows. But then a guy like this comes along, and doesn't it reinvigorate your love for that stuff?
Completely.
Yeah.
But also, you haven't ruined them.
So apologize to me, because I brought him on specially to apologize.
I can't give offense. You can only take offense.
I want you to apologize to me.
You took offense. I don't have to apologize.
You're so selfish.
I know. I'm a real bitch. I'm a bitch. Say it.
All I want is an apology. Is that too much to ask? Mbulelo, you get in here and judge this one. Come on. Don't you think I deserve an apology from Leanne?
No, you need to apologize to me.
She said I ruined I marred her enjoyment of reality TV forever.
No, actually, you know what? I don't have to apologize, but I can thank you. I thank you because
Leanne's just
Jesus. My thought.
Wow. Did
when
you hear
sorry
that?
Seems to be the
Leanne,
hardest.
Your computer just froze so badly. All I heard was blip, 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 blip. So you got to start again. I didn't
sounded
hear
like
any
a Depeche
that.
Mode song there.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Did you apologize?
No, I said blip, 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 blip.
I demand an apology. I'm not going to let
no,
this go.
No, I thanked you instead of apologizing.
Okay. Yeah, that'll course, work.
Because when I watched... When I watched this show that I knew you would hate, I was like, stuff you, Gareth. I'm enjoying this show. So that's why I'm thanking you.
All right, good. So we're on great terms now. All right. Some of the messages coming in this morning. You can get hold of us on 0797482090. People are talking about social distancing. Did Leanne have rosé for breakfast today? That's an interesting comment. She sounds like she's had a few on fire today. You haven't, though.
No, only last night, not today.
Yeah, not today. And that's from Joe. So thanks for that, Joe. Pointing out that you're an alcoholic.
Cheers, Joe.
When I hear you guys mention the word exercise, that is my cue to either pull on the blanket or take a quick step to the fridge. You can miss me with that shit. That's from Bihleng this morning. Not interested in exercise.
Fair enough.
I'm with you, Bihleng.
Okay. And this one comes from Tato. Tato saying, guys, Tato is desperate to get laid. So if anyone is around and they are keen to make a donation to the Tato Getting Laid Fund, then we will pass on his details to you a little bit.
Why do you need money for that?
No, I mean, the fund is like to offer your vagina.
May I share something, which I'll say TMI, but well.
Go on.
Here we go. Now, I'm really slightly pissed. Uh-oh. If my roommate were to turn up to have the virus and I have the virus, I will be so pissed that I was abiding by the rules and have not been out or called a gentleman caller over in weeks.
Yes.
Because I'm fearful of the virus, and then I still got it. I'll be pissed if that happens.
See, you'll be furious because you haven't indulged in any risky behavior, and yet exactly. You still got the virus.
But regardless, before I accept my result, whatever it is, I'll bring over like 12 men.
Wow, see, 12, huh?
Wow.
Buleno.
Sure.
12. The baker's dozen of boys.
Jesus.
Wow.
You have them on a broadcast list on your phone? It is.
Just send out my invitation, my address, and they'll be on a conveyor belt. Just
wow. Holy shit. Look at how you operate. Huh? What do you think of that?
No, it really is. I'm feeling so annoyed right now.
Apparently, Leanne, President Trump also wants an apology from you for doing a mix-up story on his tweet. Apparently, the Trump tweet was addressing his supporters in some town. So listen to this before you get all excited. That's an old-age village. The tweet included a clip of his supporters riding in golf carts with protesters swearing at them and acting like low-class people. So he said something about the supporters and seeing them soon with something nothing to do about the do-nothing Democrats. The clip that lasted about a minute had one of his supporters being confronted with people with BLM signs, and the one guy said white power just to antagonize them. That was it. Trump said nothing about the comment, but the comment was like a second and not very clear, but it was repeated by the protesters saying, did you hear him? So this is how these stories get misdirected and misunderstood in the media.
A minute of wasted time. I don't care. Trump tweeted it. I'm not interested.
All right. Sure. Marianne says the collective.
Marianne.
Ooh, Marianne.
She says the collective name for a group of Karens is a caravan.
Ah, very good.
Not good. Now, I hear a lot of people saying Karens instead of Karens, but that's more of the American. Like here, we would say Karen, right?
Mm. Karen Zoid.
Well, it depends. I mean, if you have someone, like I have a very recent friend in my life, and I had a high school friend in my life who were Karen with a K.
Right.
And we say Karen. But in South Africa, if you put a C in front of it instead of a K, it's Karen all of a sudden.
Really? Because I know a Karen who's also with a K.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, no, two. Yeah, and they prefer to go by Karen.
And then you get Karen, which is Carryn.
Yes, that's correct.
And that's definitely Karen.
Yeah, if it's got a Y in it, it's got to be Karen. Listen, I can't believe we're debating this.
Why are we?
We're taking this so seriously.
Well, having said that, Karen sounds like she's got a full-time job, which is looking after her kids and taking them to find their horses at the stable.
Here comes your white girl.
Karen.
Yeah.
Karen is going to ask for the manager, doesn't it? Just when you say Karen.
Yeah.
Hi, Karen. That, yeah. Mm.
Just don't try to coax us onto your side.
We know you hate
not liking white women. Mm.
Yes. It's 'cause he's,
shame on you.
It's because he's dated so many.
That's the problem.
It is the problem.
Yeah, you've been burned.
That's why.
Perhaps.
Yeah, he's just as angry as they are.
do you have Karen. No shame? No.
These Karens, and they're like, oh, these Mbulelos.
Sure.
Yeah, you can't say, do you have no shame, when you have like a grinder list of people waiting to come
but
in.
You're just gonna, he's just going to invite them all in one night and have like a gangbang.
A baker's dozen.
No, call yeah. them gentlemen callers.
Gentlemen callers. I mean, that's so Victorian, isn't it?
Isn't that bad? Oh, sorry.
You got so excited you knocked your microphone?
I know. Excuse me. I need to keep my hands on the table here.
So, yeah, you're so excited.
I wish I could go back to those days. Look, I know it wasn't a great time for black people to be alive.
Oh, my God.
But I really wish I could go back to those days, you know, gentlemen callers and dressing up for occasion and a pearl necklace. And
pearl necklace means a totally different thing.
Okay. Yes, yeah.
Never you mind.
I've never actually understood pearl necklaces, the sexual type.
Why haven't you understood them? Let's go there. Go on.
Oh, no.
Go for it. Come on. Monday morning, because what else you got to do?
I understand anal pleasuring, and right. I've been there.
All right. Sure.
I've even been down the, let's start with the small beads and go to the bigger ones.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Is this in your silver box that we must throw away?
And yeah, there is actually a purple bead in there. Maybe right. I should bring it out and show you what's in it.
Show and tell. Show and tell. Show and tell.
But the thing with anal beads is that it feels like I'm plopping.
Oh, God.
And it feels a little bit out of control. So yeah. He's dying.
See, like, yeah, this is not a good time for him.
If he could actually be on a different Zoom call now, he would be.
But Leanne, the pearl necklace is a different thing entirely. You've misread that one.
No, the pearl necklace is just beads of the same
no,
size.
No, you're completely no. You've misunderstood.
What did I do wrong?
No, a pearl necklace.
A lot.
Yeah,
it clearly hasn't been done.
Pearl necklaces is not anything to do with the anus or beads.
Oh.
Yeah. Do we have to? I suppose, spell it out to you. So if a guy finishes on you around your neck, that's a pearl necklace.
Oh, sorry. I thought the anal beads.
Nope. It's a lot more vulgar than you thought.
Or less,
depending on which you find more offensive.
Less.
Okay.
She has eight.
No, you totally misread that one. Sorry.
I'm going to turn off my camera and go lie under my duvet.
You're embarrassed now, aren't you?
Yeah.
How could you confuse something as important as a pearl necklace?
But also, isn't it quite clever of me to think that a pearl necklace might be anal beads?
No. It just shows us how... And now you've revealed a whole lot of stuff about yourself that we might not even have needed to know. But there we go.
Now, this is the podcast I hope my mother doesn't listen to.
Oh, my God. Yeah, please. Totally unacceptable.
So let's recap what we learned this morning.
No. Do we have to?
Karens versus Karens. If you can control how you die, don't die with your underwear down.
Yes, don't die in an undignified manner. throw away Leanne's silver box of things when she dies.
Yes, there's no shame in having a conveyor belt of boys.
If you're Sia Sangweni.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And always love your fellow white woman.
As from Mbulelo, yeah.
Yes.
Your fellow white woman, because he's a white woman too, isn't he?
Who knew? So many lessons in 2 hours.
Just unbelievable. You guys are such winners. I'm so glad I get to spend Monday and Friday with all of you.
Beautiful.
You know, I'm glad we could contribute.
Yeah. What are the aliens going to think when they open Leanne's safe? and they find anal beads and sharp cigarettes.
Listen, I've actually thrown the worst away in boxes before.
Oh, Jesus. Do you throw stuff like that away with normal trash?
No, that's the thing. So I do a drive-by generally.
What does that mean?
Like I just drive past some random trash can.
And you throw it in?
And do you shoot anyone?
You throw it into someone else's trash?
No, like a public bin.
No, that's good. That's hood rule number 17. That's good.
What, you don't dispose of it in your own rubbish?
Well, think about it as if you were disposing of a gun.
Okay.
Or like a black t-shirt.
The way the hood rule came to be was because in the hood, because of course I'm the expert here.
Yeah.
If you buy something expensive, you don't want to throw out the box in front of your house so that people know that, you have the new TV. I can come and, you know, break into your house. You always go somewhere else and you throw away, you know, the TV box there. It's hood rule number 17. So, Leanne, that's what you applied.
Exactly. Or you cut up the box into tiny pieces and throw away a little bit every week.
Ah, that's a longer process, but also good.
That is insane. Double-ended dildo. Jesus Christ. Okay, that's the end of the show for today, everybody.
I thought it was just starting.
I hope you've learnt enough today, because I certainly have. Outrageous. What an outrageous conversation. All right, everybody behave. We'll see you tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Make sure you listen to Mbulelo's sports show, and you can watch it on YouTube as well, and you'll get to see Keegan Daniels there. That's going to be fun. And we will have many more podcasts heading your way in the next while. I know people have been asking about Blind History, but we've got to start talking about season 4 sooner or later.
Ooh, so nice.
Yeah, if you have ideas, I'd love to hear from you.
I have an idea.
Go on.
Like a history of viruses?
We've done that.
Oh.
You didn't listen to it? Now I'm hurt. You apologize.
No.
Yeah. Apologize.
Leanne, I was on your side. It's time to apologize because you made a rather heinous allegation earlier, and now you've just shown that you don't listen to Blind History.
No, now I will.
You need to apologize.
I said it because if anybody wants a history of viruses, now we know where to go. Yeah.
Apologize.
So you haven't been listening, Leanne, is the point, and that's offensive. So, Gareth, you've won this one. Okay, I have been judging. And Leanne, much as I love you, I'm sorry.
All right, everybody have a happy day. We will see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Very nice. CliffCentral.com